Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Give God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. We thank him that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. Oh, yes, we will. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because our God is good, and he is good all the time. He still sits on the throne. He never fails. Oh, my goodness, God is such an awesome God. We thank him for his grace, his mercy, his power, his might. He's just good like that, and we just love him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we welcome our listening audience again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We thank God for the opportunity to share with you in the study of the all-sustaining, all-powerful Word of God. Tonight, we have a man of God that has come to bring forth a word that the Lord has dropped into his belly. His name is Pastor Victor Henderson. Praise God. He's been with us many times before, and we welcome him back. We welcome him along with his lovely wife, Sister Dorothy Henderson. Praise God. And we thank God for them and thank God for the Henderson family. We just love them, and we give God all praise and all honor and all glory. But before we bring the man of the hour to the mic, we're going to usher in the presence of God with a song of praise, hallelujah. And we thank God for you, and especially you tuning in tonight. And let us go ahead and usher in the presence of God with a song, hallelujah.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
God, for your awesome and your deliverance, Lord, your awesome power and your healing, Father. We just thank God for having a soundness of mind, Lord. We just thank God for your reconciliation, Father. Thank God for your restoration, Lord. We thank God for your loving kindness, Lord. We thank God for your faithfulness, Lord. Lord, we thank God for your compassion, Lord. Lord, we thank God for your greatness of your Holy Word, Father, Lord, your Holy Spirit. Lord, we just thank God for, Lord, for keeping us, protecting us, and delivering us from day to day, Lord. We just thank God for his goodness, Lord. Oh, Lord, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, Lord. We just thank God for your greatness, Lord, and who you are, Father. The great God, the great I am, Elohim, Father, Yahweh, Father, Lord, Jehovah, Father. We just thank God for being almighty God that you are, Father, Lord, in our life, Father. We thank God for Jesus, Lord, Yeshua, Father, Lord. We thank God for your present, past, and the future, Lord. You work in our life, your plan you have for our life, your divine purpose you have for our life, Father. We just thank God for your goodness and your peace of mind and peace of hope in our life, Father, Lord, for your deliverance, Lord. In your goodness, Lord, we pray that let your will be done, Father. Pray for the world today through the man of God this hour, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. We thank God for his presence, for the presence of the Holy Spirit, for the presence of our Lord this evening. And we give God praise for the man of the hour. As we shared with you earlier, Pastor Victor Henderson,
praise God.
He is a man of God that doesn't mind sharing the word of God. And so we thank God and pray that tonight that he is able to share the word unhindered, uninterrupted, praise God, with the anointing of God on his life. And we thank God for the word that he has deposited on the inside of him. Pastor Henderson, if you would, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear us? Praise
hello,
God.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
All right. Yes, we
can
hear
me?
You.
Okay. Okay, great. Great, yes. Great.
Amen. Amen. Go right ahead, please.
Amen.
The mic is yours, and we thank God for you.
Yes.
Amen. First of all, we give honor to the Spirit of Christ, to God our Father, to his Son,
amen,
Jesus, our Redeemer, to the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, and to all of
amen
us that make up the body of Christ tonight. Amen. We give honor to the Season of Purpose broadcast tonight. Amen. Pastor Joshua and Constant Whitehurst, I'm sorry.
Amen.
Amen. We give honor to them. Amen. And to our covenant church, the light of the world. Amen. And to all of the ministers of the gospel that share with us on the roster tonight. Amen. We dare not trouble you long, but before I get any further, let me honor my wife tonight. Amen. My wife, Dorothy Henderson, amen, being part with us tonight. Amen. We truly bless God on tonight. There is a word tonight found in the Old Testament scriptures according to the book of Psalms, Psalms 124, the 124th division of Psalms. Tonight, that those that have your Bibles, amen, if you would turn there with us, and as you turn, we're going to go ahead and petition God, and we'll get right into the Word of God tonight, amen. Gracious and eternal God, our Father, our Maker and author and finisher of our faith, Father God, it's again that we come to you again tonight. Father, we ask that you empty us completely, Lord, and let it be all of you and none of us. Father, we pray that you get all the glory, all the honor, amen. We just pray, God, that this word tonight will fall, not won't fall on deaf ears, but it'll fall on good ground, God, that somebody be changed and set free tonight. So, God, we just ask that, Lord, you just intervene, God. Speak through me, Lord. You be my mouthpiece tonight, God, to speak for me, Lord, God. And I just thank you, and I give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight, amen, just for a little while, I want to talk to us from the book of Psalms 124, amen, and you're hearing, amen, if you have your Bibles, and it reads, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quickly. When the wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The streams had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snares of the fowler. And the snares is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Amen. Just for a little while, I want to talk from this subject. I want to talk about depending on God. Amen. And I want to pull me a thought from verse number two. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. Amen. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. My dear brothers and sisters, amen. Tonight, amen, I want you to use your sanctified imagination just for a little while. And I want you to think back for a period of time in your life in a real critical situation when your back was against the wall and you didn't know which way to turn and you didn't know how things was going to turn out. But somehow, some way, God showed up. Amen. That's what I'm talking about tonight, depending on God. Amen. If there ever been a time in this season and this purpose and this time of life that we need to depend on nothing more than the Lord our God. Amen. Amen. It's vital tonight, amen, that we depend on God because we're dependent on everything else but God. Amen. Can I get a witness tonight? Amen. A lot of us, amen, is depending, amen, on our little checks that coming from the government just to make ends meet. We're looking forward just to run to the mailbox just to get our stimulus check, but yet still bagging up. We don't depend on God. Amen. The saints of God have got to a place in our lives where we got more dependency on the government than we do on God. Amen. And God wants us tonight to get our dependency back on him. Amen. The Bible said that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof is his. Amen. Us and everything that made in it, he made it. Amen. So the earth is the Lord. Amen. The fullness thereof. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, we find tonight, amen, in this text tonight, in this 124th division of Psalm, we find David being the writer of the text tonight. Amen. Amen. And David writes to us because David finds himself in a situation, amen, that his back is against the wall. Amen. But yet still, regardless of how many times his back was against the wall, God always brought him out. Can I get a witness here? Amen. If I could bring your attention, amen, for a little while, I can remember David. Amen. Amen. When Jonathan and hid David out from Saul, amen, and his life was tending, amen, to a place where he didn't know if he was going to live or he was going to die. But I thank God that somehow, some way, God showed up, amen. Not only was that a time, but David, amen, when David was with his brothers, amen, and the glory of God fell on David, when the calling fell on David, amen, David, his brother didn't like what was going on. So they took David, amen, and they hid him down in the ground into a pit, amen, to die. But somehow God made a way and brought David out of that pit, amen, and brought him back, amen. And David somehow always bounced back. Can I get a witness here tonight? Amen. Amen. But we see in the text tonight, it unfolds to us, amen, because David is very concerned tonight about us tonight, amen. But notice in the text began, amen, with if it had not been. That lets me know that was a conjunction, amen, that something had to happen before David got to this place in his life. So that David had said, if it had not been, amen, I don't know about you tonight, but I've been in a lot of places in my life where if it had not been from the Lord on my side, Lord have mercy, where would I be? Amen. Can I get a witness tonight? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know about you tonight, but there have been some close calls in my life, amen, some places that I didn't, when I didn't have no God on my side and no heaven in my view, but yet still God showed up, amen, and pulled me out of the miry clay. Can I get a witness here tonight? Amen. I don't know about you tonight, but I ain't always been saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. But I tell you tonight, my brothers and sisters, that all of us have come short of the glory of God, amen, that God had to pull us out of the miry and the mire clay, amen. But David tonight, amen, he says here today, he said, if, amen, that key word, amen, what I want you to focus on tonight is that if, because if it had not been for the Lord, amen, you wouldn't have made it through. Amen. There's been some situations in our lives. Amen. Even when it came down to bills. Amen. When we didn't know where the money was coming from. Amen. And we didn't know how a door was going to be opened. When our back was against the wall, and maybe it may have been a situation with somebody out there that maybe you was at a point about to lose your home, but somehow God showed up. Can I get a witness here? Amen. You didn't know how the money showed up, but somehow the money showed up. Amen. It may have been another situation where you was on a bed of affliction. Amen. And somebody was at your backside, and the enemy had already count you out. But somehow another God said, no, it's not time yet. Amen. I thank God that God showed up just in the length of time. Can I get a witness here? Amen. But not only that, my brothers and sisters, some of us, amen, may have been in a place with our children, amen, had they back against the wall, facing time, don't know how they was going to come out, but somehow another God showed up in the courtroom. Amen, and amen, and somehow, well, you looked at 20 years, you walked out there with probation. Can I get a witness here tonight? But David here, in the text, he says, if it had not been for the Lord, who was on our side. Now he says, now may Israel say. So in other words, David began to talk to Israel. He reminding Israel here that Israel, not only have God been on my side, but not only can I say it, but now you need to say it. He says, now may Israel say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. Amen. Notice what he says to them. He says, if it hadn't been for God, we would have made it through. When the enemy, when our back was against the wall and we didn't know which way to turn, amen, God brought us out. Can I get a witness here? Then David in verse 3, he says, then they had swallowed us up quickly when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. In other words, when we see the symbolic of the swallowing up, amen, in the text, the same thing means eating us alive. Or it means, amen, to destroy us. Amen. The water symbolically is a picture of the enemy. Amen. He says, then they had swallowed us up quickly. And then when their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters overwhelmed us. How many of my brothers and sisters feel like sometime that you was in the water and you was drowning, but it seemed like you was in a place in your life where you were drowning and you were about to take your last breath, but yet still somehow God pulled you out. I know I'm telling the truth because I can go back and I can grab Peter. Peter was on the verge when the Lord told him, Peter, if you believe who I am, come out on the water. Peter began to walk out on the water, and when he walked out on the water, Peter began to walk out on faith, but then somehow he took his eyes off God and began to sink. But when he's sinking and when he was getting to go down, somehow or another he called out on God, and God showed up just in the length of time. I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters, but God have always showed up. In the old summer, you just say it like this. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. I don't know about you tonight, but he showed up right on time in my life. But the Bible says he swallows us up quickly, and then the wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. But notice verse 6, it says, blessed be the Lord who had not given us as a prey to their teeth. In other words, David, at this point now, David has come to realization that he was saying to the children of Israel, they got us in a trap. They got us in a trap. And it's just like a bird when he's in a bird nest. Amen. A trap. And his legs or arms or whatever it may be is caught in that bird nest and a trap. And he can't move. He can't get out. I don't know about you tonight, but it's been times in my life where it seemed like I was trapped. The enemy had me bound. I couldn't go forward. I couldn't go backward. But somehow God showed up just in the length of time, and he grabbed my enemies, because I'm reminded what the word says. He'll make my enemies my footstool. Can I get a witness here tonight? I don't know about you tonight, but you may have some enemies that are camped around about you, and you may be that same person that's thinking tonight, but I come to encourage you tonight that what the Bible said he'll make your enemies your footstool. Just keep on doing what you know is right.
Amen.
Pray to the Lord and give it to the Lord. Don't worry about your enemies, because your enemies can't do nothing to you. Because God, he's got your enemies already in his hand. And I reminded of the scripture where Jesus began to laugh at your enemies. When they think that they got you all trapped up, God sits back and he laughs. Amen. Because when they think they got a plot against you, God will lift up a standard. Oh, y'all ain't going to talk to me tonight. Amen. And he'll lift up a standard against them. Amen. But David said here, he said, our soul is in camp as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. In other words, David said, they had us, he had us bound up. He had our soul to a point that it was in a snare, that we couldn't go to the left or to the right. We couldn't go forward or couldn't go backwards. But somehow God, he broke the snare, and they escaped. Can I get a witness here? Amen. And he said, our help is in the name of the Lord, who have made heaven and earth. In other words, David said, what I found out is, I found out where my help come from. Amen. The old man said, look to the hill from which your help come from. Amen. When you're in a bad situation and you don't know which way to turn, and the enemy got to seem like you're trapped, and you're looking forward and looking back and say, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. I want you to encourage you tonight to look to the hill for which cometh your help. Know that your help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and the earth. So in other words, David said tonight, as I get in my clothes tonight, David wants to encourage us that our dependency must be on God. Amen. Amen. As I back up, I want to paraphrase and bring up a point tonight. As we look at verse 1, as we go back and paraphrase tonight, he said, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. But now, the thing that I got to ask you tonight, whose side are you on? Because if you're not on the Lord's side, that means you must be on the enemy's side. So you can expect God to bring you out of some stuff if you're on the wrong side. Can I get a witness here? But I don't know about you, but I'm on God's side, and he said he's more for me than the whole world is against me. So I encourage you tonight, if you're on the wrong side of the fence, get on the right side of the fence. Because David said, if it had not been for the Lord who was on his side. In other words, you need to make sure what side you're on. I found out, my brothers and sisters, that a lot of us, amen, are on a lot of different sides. Amen. When we look at the world, we can see the world, well, you got different sides. You got like the Bloods and the Crips. Then we can look at other times where you got this one against that one, or the white against the black, or whatever it may be. But I come to tell you tonight, make no difference about none of that. If you ain't on God's side, he can't be for you. Can I get a witness here? So in other words, I'm trying to encourage you tonight to get your dependency on the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Get your dependency on God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I pray tonight that somebody got something out of this word tonight. Amen. From David in this Psalm 124. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's time we'll turn it back over. Amen. To our overseers of tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Victor Hemner, for that powerful word. Amen. Depending on God. Amen. Are you depending on God tonight? Praise God. Saints. Amen. We got to have God dependency on him. Amen. And his word and his spirit. Amen. We got to know him for ourselves. David had a relationship with God. He had a relationship with our Heavenly Father, amen. No matter what situation he was in, he could trust God to bring him out. He could trust God to be there on time, because God is the on-time God. So David trust God all the way. No matter what situation, no matter what the circumstance of the day happened to be, David learned to trust God. So are you trusting God tonight? Are you depending on God tonight, saints? Amen. Do you know him?
Amen.
As your friend, do you know him as your Savior? Do you know him as your Lord? Amen. Do you know God can be there in any given hour, or in the midnight hour, God's right there. Amen. Mm-hmm. Late in the midnight hour, do you know God be your Savior? Do you know God that you can trust in His word that God will bring you out? Amen. Can mm-hmm. you depend on God? Amen. In a different time, day or night, can you learn how to pray and God to help you? Amen. Mm-hmm. To bring you out, to bring you back from where you are. Amen. Can you trust Him to be there at any given time in your life? Amen. But you thank God for the man of God. He is the on-time God.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. This word just resonated in my spirit, and I'm sure that everyone on the call tonight can relate to this word, dependent on the Lord.
Oh, my God.
Because the word of God tells us that in this life, you will have trials and you will have tribulation. So you've got to know, saints of God, who you are to depend on,
Amen.
Praise God,
Amen.
In those times of difficulty. If it had not been, I was sitting earlier tonight and I was writing, and as I was writing, I began to reflect back over some instances and difficulties in my own life, and I began to see how God showed up and showed out, and that if it had not been, hallelujah, for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. Right now, I would be a lost soul. But praise God,
Amen.
He saw fit. Oh, yes, He did. To reach down and be able to say and see me as one of His chosen one, and allowed me to be able to have access to the Lord Jesus Christ through salvation, and He saved my soul.
Yes.
Oh, yes, He did. So if it had not been for the Lord on my side, oh, my God, that is so powerful. Oh, yes, David, he shouted that then, and we can certainly relate to it right here, right now. There's been some difficult days that we can look back on not too long ago, as many of us, you know, look back on 2020 with this COVID situation, and some of us contracted COVID, some of us lost family members, some of us, but praise God, because we are here tonight, it had not been, my God, for the Lord on our side.
Amen. Praise God.
We would not have been able to step over into 2021.
Yes, amen.
But praise be to Almighty God. Yes, we thank God that for the Lord that has been on our side. We thank God that God is ever so faithful. Oh, this is a powerful word. One thing that I thank God and think about Pastor Victor, he comes short, but he comes powerful, praise God. And we thank God for him. It doesn't take long to be able to deliver a word, a powerful word of the Lord. And that's exactly what the Lord has allowed him to do tonight. If there is one that would care to share in the comments, your testimony.
Amen.
And I know it's got to be, because on this line tonight, I know that this word has resonated in the minds and spirits of those that have listened, because it is relevant to all of us. If, oh my God, it had not been for the Lord
my
on
God,
your side.
My God.
Praise God, we have one that has dialed in, caller. Your last four digits is 6769. Go ahead, please.
I bless the Lord on tonight.
Amen.
Was thinking about, and I just thank the Lord for this radio ministry. I was thinking about what the Pastor Henderson said about, what he was talking about, you know, going and checking for the stimulus checks. And I kind of found myself in that boat tonight. You know, I was going to the website and I was looking, and it would give me the message that we may not get a stimulus. And I'm like, what? You know, and so I was like, okay, Lord, I'm not going to get discouraged or whatever. I'm just going to not check anymore, because what the Lord has for me, He has for me. And so I realized that I'm not going to check. And then my husband checked his bank account, and he was like, honey, we got some money. And I said, praise God. I said, God is so good. But, you know,
amen.
Like the pastor said tonight, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would
amen.
I be? He kept my enemies away. He made my
He
made the light shine through a dark day. He rocked me in the cradles of his arms when he knew I had been battered by the storm. And so I thank the Lord tonight for the word of God from the man of God. And I thank him for the people of God. Continue to keep me and my family in your prayers and be blessed.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for that powerful testimony.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you. Caller, the last 4 digits of your number is 3925. Go right ahead, please.
Well, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, family. I'm a living testimony. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've lost several people in my immediate family, my mom, my dad, both my brothers, my nephew, and even my ex-husband. But God still has me here. And I can still give him praise. I can still give him glory. I can still give him honor. And I've learned that if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I would have lost my mind. Because within a 5-year period, every year somebody died. Every year somebody close to me died. So but God, and even on last year, I had a heart attack in June, but God, and I'm still here.
Hallelujah.
And it wasn't a major heart attack because my mom, my dad, both my brothers, and my mom all died due to cardiac issues, but God.
Amen. But God.
So I thank God, you know, for being here. For him just having his way in my life, for me being a living testimony, that I could do the birth the book that he gave me, hallelujah, that it's blessing people, that I can still love up on my children and my grandchildren, that I can still spend time with my family that I love dearly. You know, hallelujah.
Amen.
God is just, he's just a great God. And I thank God. I thank God for being God. I thank him for being Abba Father. I thank him for keeping me even when I don't want to be kept. You know, God is that type of God.
Amen.
That's my testimony. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, my sister. God bless you. God bless you. God continue to keep and continue to strengthen you.
In Jesus' name.
Praise God. Praise God for keeping you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a powerful testimony.
To the glory of God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Depending on God.
Amen. Amen. Is there another tonight?
Praise God. Will care
to share in this time of testimony that have you been able to depend on the power of God? Have you seen God show up? And show out in your life. Have you ever been in a difficult situation? Praise God. We have one. Caller, your last 4 digits is 4984. Praise God. 4984. Go right ahead, please.
Give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I give honor to Pastor Jasper and Constance Whitehurst and their ministry. I want to thank Pastor Victor Henderson for a powerful word, depending on God, throughout my life, when I didn't know him. And I just listened to revivals and listened to the word and see the examples of loved ones showing us and teaching us things. But when you go through yourself, Did you know there is nobody like God?
Amen.
And I
thought
of a memory when I was driving to my grandmother's house, going for a revival on Highway 43. And my children and some more children were standing in the pathway, and it was running like they was getting ready to go into the road. And I turned real quick to make sure they wouldn't go in the road. And I ran head on into a car. It could have took my life. But one word I said before the car hit me was Jesus. So I know the name of Jesus. And I know that God, if you just depend on him, he will he will say mercy when death comes. And he will keep you when you go through. So I thank Pastor Victor Henderson for the powerful word and for y'all ministry. God bless.
God bless you. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, it is.
It never loses its power.
Oh, it never loses its power.
Let the blood.
And yes. Amen. There's power in the name of Jesus.
Power.
I can remember a time you all have heard me share this before that I was drowning and could not even say the name Jesus. But all I had to do, my God, was think it. I thank the name of Jesus. And praise God, the Lord led me where I could, to close to the wall of the pool where I was able, I felt like a hand had taken my hand and placed it on the side of the pool wall that I was able to pull myself up out of the water. I went back. Oh, there's power, saints. Oh, yes, it is in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, you can depend on the Lord. I tell you, you can count on him. He will never let you down. He will never fail. If it had not been for the Lord on our side. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That can be the testimony of every blood-washed believer in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because this simply by the salvation of God.
Praise God.
If it had not been for the Lord on your side, you would have not been able to hear the call that drew you close and drew you nigh to Jesus Christ and gave you the pathway to our Heavenly Father if it had not been for the Lord on your side. Oh, yes, Lord, we don't take that for granted, praise God. Is there another tonight? Just simply press one on your dial pad. We have some time left tonight in the broadcast, and I believe that God allowed for this time for those to be able to share of the testimony, because the word of God tells us that others are won by your testimony.
The power in your testimony.
Yes, it is.
You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about it.
Amen. We've got some time to share tonight. We've got some time to be able to listen to the goodness of God in your life. Yes. It's time that we begin to, open our mouths and be able to share of the goodness of God in our life. It's not time to keep your mouth closed. There's a world that needs to hear of this Savior. That needs to know that if it had not been, for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Is there another one tonight? Is there someone else that would care to share? Hallelujah.
And you are the light of the world. Let that light shine. Let the light of Christ shine. Amen. And give that testimony to the glory of God.
Amen.
That powerful testimony. Be a blessing to someone else. Be a blessing to someone else. Amen.
Amen.
Be a blessing to someone else, that testimony of what God has done in your life, continues to do. Amen. You're dependent on God. Amen.
Amen.
Man, God brought forth that word. We need that one today. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
this
Lord.
This very hour, we need to depend on God. Someone lost their job. Amen. Millions looking for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Trying to think what the brain forth in their household, how they're going to feed their family on today and tomorrow.
Yes.
But God.
But God.
But God.
But
trust
God.
In God.
But God. There Amen. Has been so much loss.
Yes, Lord.
Over the last year, there has been so much loss just as a nation we have sustained, and as a world we've sustained so much loss.
There's nothing too hard for God.
But there is.
Nothing too hard for our God.
There's nothing Amen. That's too hard for our God.
Amen.
Our God is a God of restoration. Our God is Amen. A God of revitalization. Our God is a God that is so faithful, hallelujah, to his word. And the same, he's not a respecter of persons. Mm-hmm. Know that. He's not a respecter of persons. So these testimonies that have
Amen.
Been given tonight, know that what God has done for one,
yes.
oh, yes, he will do for you, as the man of God shared, that you got to make sure, however, that you're on the Lord's side, that you're on the whose side of you are you on. You've got to be sure
mm-hmm.
that you are on the Lord's side. And when you are on the Lord's side, then he will show up
Amen.
And show out on your behalf.
Amen.
In the midst of difficulties, in the midst of storms. Oh, yes,
him.
You can trust him.
You can trust him in the storm.
Hallelujah.
He bring you out of the storm and through the storm, praise God. God is our helper. Amen.
Oh, yes, he is.
God is our helper.
Yes.
Amen.
He's a very present help.
In time of need,
oh,
God.
Yes, he is. He's a very present help in the time of the storm.
He
oh,
is.
Yes, he
yes,
is.
Yes, he is. Amen.
Yes, he is. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God for the man of God tonight. We thank God, Pastor Henderson, for that powerful word
yes.
that you shared.
Right on time word. Right
oh,
on time
yes,
word.
Lord, on time word.
Amen.
This is the word that you can take with you and even walk with you throughout the course of this week. And
Amen.
If difficulty should happen to arise, just already know that as a child of the Most
mm-hmm.
High God, let this word resonate in your spirit. That the if it had not been for the Lord on your side,
My
you
God.
Can depend on the Lord. You can lean on him. Oh, yes, you can. He is right there every step of the way. If you're going through any type of difficulty, know that our Heavenly Father, he not only is right there by your side,
uh-huh.
but in many times he's carrying you.
Amen.
Those single steps of footprints that you see is not yours, but they belong to him because he carries us. Hallelujah. Through the most difficult time periods of our life, he promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us.
What a promise.
Hallelujah.
God always keep his promise. Amen.
He is
I'm not
keeping
my promise, but he always keep his promise.
He
praise
is
God.
Ever faithful. Oh, yes, he is. If
is.
It had not been, hallelujah,
Amen.
For the Lord on our side, praise
Amen.
God. We thank God for the man of God. We thank God as well for you as our
Amen.
Listening audience tuning
God.
In
Amen.
For the people of God.
Amen.
I have no doubt in my mind that this word has resonated in the hearts and minds and spirits of those that have listened in tonight. God's word, and why? Because God's word promises that it does go forth and it accomplishes that for which it has been sent, praise God, and purpose to accomplish.
Amen.
So we thank God for the word tonight. Hallelujah. We want to also at the closing, make sure that there is not one that's on the line that don't know this Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we're talking about tonight. Praise God, if you don't know the Lord, the Word of God tells us in Romans 10:9-10, that all you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God raised him from the dead and that he died for your sins and ask him into your life. Just a simple prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I thank you, Lord, that I know that you came to this earth, that you lived, that you died, and that you were resurrected for me and for my sins. And that all I have to do is confess with my mouth as I'm doing, and I believe in my heart upon you, Jesus. I ask you to come into my life, take residence, and be my Savior for the rest of my life. And if you, my brother or my sister, pray just that simple prayer, we welcome you into the kingdom of God. We welcome you
Amen.
Into the body of Christ. Your
Amen.
Name is now written down in the Lamb's book of life.
Amen.
Oh, yes, he knows your name. Never to be erased, hallelujah. So we thank God for you. We thank God for the presence of the Holy Spirit tonight. Hallelujah. And we give him all the praise. We ask if you have made that decision, go to our website at www.newseasonmin.org and share with us your testimony. Share with us your salvation in the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God praise. We're going to ask Pastor Victor, as we get ready to close out tonight, if you would close us out in prayer. We thank God again for
Amen.
You. Thank God for our covenant fellowship of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle and the leadership there of Archbishop Ruth W. Smith and Bishop Kevin Jones.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We give God praise. And if you are in the Stockbridge area, the Atlanta area, feel free to visit with us at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you, Pastor Victor Henderson.
Amen.
You can go ahead, praise God, and close us out tonight in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Again, we'd like to take the time to thank Season of Purpose Radio Broadcast. Amen. And also Pastor Jasper and Sister Constance Whitehurst for allowing us to be able to come tonight to bring a word to you tonight. Amen. And all of that saying, I didn't get a chance to say my testimony, so I'm going to try to do it quickly so we can get out of here tonight.
For those that don't know me,
I'm a truck driver. And I remember about, it's probably been 7-8 years now. But anyway, I was headed south on Highway 41 going toward Cardeal, Georgia. And for those that don't know, I pulled those big old trees to different locations. And I remember I had a load on that probably weighed probably 100, right close to 100,000 pounds over my head. And as I was coming down the 41 highway, this young boy, about 21 years old, he was at the stop sign. I could see him probably from maybe a mile ahead of me there. So I said, well, let me slow down and see what this guy going to do because he looked like he's going to pull out. So I start slowing down, and as I began to slow down, this young man still, he just looked one way and just pulled out in front of me, and I couldn't stop, and I had a choice to either hit him in the back and kill myself, or either I can go to the side of him and turn the whole load over. Well, when I was looking at the right side, there was a telegraph pole with a lot of electricity wire, and there was a big ditch there, and all I could holler was Jesus. I said, Lord. I said, here I am. I said, whatever your will is, let your will be done. And I began, as I began to go down the road, and I went down side of him to keep from hitting him and killing me and him both. The first strap on the load broke, and the first log came off. It took the whole roof off the top of the truck. The first log did.
Yeah.
The second log, when it came in very in the back of the truck. And it stopped right there behind the seat where I was. Hallelujah. It stopped right there beside the seat, right behind the seat where I was sitting. And I began, I just laid down in the floor. And as everything was turning over, the truck was turning over, the leg twist was over my head, everything was just going so fast. And all I could hear see was smoke that this truck was like was on fire. So I began, I said, Lord, just don't let me burn up in this truck. And I began, and God told me, he said, just kick the window out. I kicked the window out. And I began to step out of the truck, and I made about five steps, and I fell out. But when I turned around, I looked and seen the truck. The top was gone. The trees were all over the truck. But I came out alive. God, he was right there, right on time. I don't care what you're about to say. God will show up for you. All you got to do is you just got to be on his side. But I say to you again tonight, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. I wouldn't be here tonight. I wouldn't be giving you no sermon tonight. They would have been putting roses over me. Amen. But I thank God that I'm here tonight. I really enjoyed the broadcast tonight. I enjoyed all of you. Amen. Your testimonies and everything that you had to say tonight. Amen. We bless God for you. Amen. I just encourage you to just hold on, amen, and God will see you through. Amen. Just continue to put your trust in God. Amen. He will never fail you. Amen. I begin Romans 8:28 said, for we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God and called according to his purpose. God got a plan for all our lives. Amen. Amen. He didn't bring us this far to leave us. Amen. So at this time, my brothers and sisters, we're going to pray us on out tonight. Amen. Eternal God, our Father, our maker and author and finisher of our faith. Lord, it's again tonight that we come to you. We thank you, God, for this word on tonight. And, God, we just ask that, God, you will let this word penetrate to somebody's heart, mind, and soul. God, that they'll continue to live for you. And, God, they will put their trust in you and not in man. And, God, we just thank you tonight for all that you have done, all you're going to do. And most of all, God, we thank you for God, just allowing this time, God, for us to be able to speak the word of God. And then, God, we give this service back to you. And Lord, we give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. We ask it tonight in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Pastor,
amen.
Thank you,
God. Thank God for you sharing that testimony,
yes,
sharing
Lord.
This word. Thank
yes.
God for you. Thank God
yes.
for Sister Dorothy Henderson as well.
Yes,
and we give God, just send up all praise, honor, and glory. For the both of you,
yes.
thank you for sharing the word tonight. Praise God. Listening audience, we pray that you go forth this week and be blessed of the Lord. And we give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory.
And
to God be
all
the glory. Have an awesome week. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good night.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Hallelujah.
To our God.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah. don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God.